InfoWars host and right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones must pay nearly $1 billion to the relatives of 8 Sandy Hook victims and a former FBI agent. That's a decision a Connecticut jury reached Wednesday after 3 weeks of testimony. Families who lost loved ones during the 2012 school shooting filled the gallery each day and took turns recounting how Jones' lies about the mass shooting compounded their grief. In August, a Texas jury ordered Jones to pay more than $45 million in damages for calling the attack that killed 20 first graders and 6 staffers a hoax. He also faces a third trial, again in Texas. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, it's the price for a decade of lies.
Jurors heard many times during the trial a clip of Alex Jones claiming the tragedy was a government-sponsored hoax. He said it the same day 20 children and 6 adults were killed at Sandy Hook. Claims like that resulted in harassment of victims' relatives. Erica Lafferty says letters were sent to her house.
There were threats of rape.
Lafferty wishes she could share the news that Jones is now liable for at least $965 million with her mother, who was the principal of the Sandy Hook School. She was killed that day. Lafferty does say it's not over. She still worries.
I wish that after today I could just be a daughter grieving my mother and stop worrying about conspiracy theorists sending me threats or worse. But I know that this is not the end of Alex Jones in my life.
She did stand up to Jones. So did Robbie Parker. His daughter Emily was 6 years old when she was killed. For years, Jones mocked Parker for laughing, then crying, in a statement Parker made just a day after the shooting. Parker was called a crisis actor by conspiracy theorists. He was nearly silent for years. Finally, with the help of his lawyers, he fought back.
I let my voice be taken away from me, and my power be taken away from me. At the expense of my daughter, and at the expense of my family.
Jones was sued by the Connecticut plaintiffs for defamation in 2018. He'd already been found liable by the time the trial started, so it was held to determine how much he owed the families in damages. When it got underway, the plaintiffs said the goal was to stop Jones. At the end of it, plaintiff's attorney Josh Koskoff was asked if the result was ruinous for the InfoWars host.
If this verdict shuts down Alex Jones, good.
In addition to the $965 million, the jury ordered Jones to pay the plaintiffs attorney fees and expenses, and the judge can still lay down additional punitive damages. There's two other Sandy Hook lawsuits in another state that will incur more penalties for Jones. He hasn't disclosed how much money he has. It's unclear exactly how much he can pay. Chris Maddy, the attorney for the families, says they won't relent.
We are going to go to whatever forum we have to, whether it's in Texas or in bankruptcy court or right here. We are going to enforce this verdict as long as it takes.
As long as it takes, because that's, he says, what justice requires. For NPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano in Glastonbury, Connecticut.